End the day two away, Monday night, rubber Yossi Moore.
With the vaccine, Baruch Hashem, wish we could have a vaccine. I must say, a very interesting thought, someone told me. I like the idea. There's someone I know that him and medication is a no-no. He's one of these people that they don't take medication. Have you ever bumped into such a person? You got a headache? Usually take paracetamol, say ibuprofen. Doesn't want to know. He leaves it to Hashem. He's thick-skinned. He can take a lot of pain. And he doesn't want to know about medication. He told me he goes to the dentist. If it's a small filling, he wouldn't bother anesthetic. Right, so there's been mices that bound it. Shteyman Kai as well, I didn't take anesthetic when it came to Rappi, yeah, okay, yeah, that's on Madrigas, the story when they go on. But he told me that even, sorry, this week's Sedra, Rappi, okay, this week's Sedra. So he told me that when he was offered the vaccine, he took it straight away. So what was Pshat? He said for himself, he doesn't mind taking all the pain, he's quite okay with it. But if it's going to somehow reduce the spread of the virus, then he straight away took the vaccine, he was very into that. But it's an interesting thought. I mean, the MS is, if you think about it, you've got over here, if I can just share a thought, you've got over here, imagine you had a builder, imagine a non-Jewish builder, okay, and you got a bit paddy with him, and he starts asking you about the religion, about certain practices that you do, and the laws. What would be your first practice that we do that you would tell him? What would be name out one or two things. What would he say? You know, what would you share with him? Shabbos, kosher, bris milah, davening. I like this. Yeah, go on. One more.
Charity.
charity first. Okay. So you can see all these mitzvahs are certain mitzvahs that anyone would think of. That you would expect, this is how you introduce Judaism, Yiddishkeit. This is how you would introduce it. Okay, look at last week's parasha. We have this massive dramatic story. We have Kabbalah Satoya that Klal Yisrael are now considered Yidden. Right? We become Yidden. And now you would expect Pasha Mishpatim to say, Veida Mishpatim, charity, charity, charity. Right? There should be Shabbos. Bris milah, brochas, tefillin, tzitzis, krishma, none of that. Do you know what you get stuck with? You get stuck with the nitty gritty evadivri. If he came in with a wife, without a wife, if he plans to stay, he wants to stay longer. And then you have to deal with the ox. You got to deal with the ox that goes the evad, he's mechuyev 30 shkolim. Now imagine your builder says, can you teach me some laws about Yiddishkeit? And you say, listen, if my ox kills your evad, then you pay 30 shkolim. Next one. If that Eved comes in with an Isha, then he has to go out with one. You would expect Mishpatim to start telling you the call it the real mitzvahs. Novos, you see from the Pasuk, the Torah is teaching you a very big insight, that you can only start the mitzvahs bin Adam Lamokim once you've dealt with the civil law. Once you've dealt with Adam Lechavira. Once bin Adam Lechavira has been dealt with, that's when you can start doing mitzvahs bin Adam Lamakim, right? They say that's, Be'etzem, it's quite mefurish when you get to, if I ask you, from what time of day can you be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, tefillin, and krishma? From what time? We know there's a zman called alois, there's a zman called net, and in between is called misha yakir. What's the term misha yakir? Where's it come from? Misha yakir? You look at the calendar, it's a misha yakir. The term comes from Mishayakir's Chaviroi Ha'oimed Daladamas, right? If once you recognize your friend who's standing Daladamas away, right? That's the time that you can start. It's a bit of daylight, that's when you can start doing the mitzvahs. And the Siva says, he points out, it's interesting, that Nusach we have to use for the beginning time that you can start doing mitzvahs. It's interesting, that's the Zman. So says the Nasivas, again, the Chazal are trying to tell us, you saw it, that when can a person start doing the mitzvahs bin Adam Lamakim, tzitzis, tefillin, and krishma, that is mishayakir's havira. Once you recognize your friend, once you've dealt with all his ideas and all his chayra, you've dealt with, make sure he's comfortable, and make sure you're not damaging his property, make sure that, you know, you're taking full responsibility. That's when you can start doing the mitzvahs bin Odom lechaver. If you look at Mogen Avraham, right at the beginning of Siman Mem Vav, Mogen Avraham says, when a person comes to shul, he should say, Beveisa lekim lehalek miregesh, says Mogen Avraham, another thing he should say before tefillah, Hareini mekabel olai mitzvahs v'ahavta lerecha kima. Have you heard this before? I think in the Belz of Siddha, I think it says that, no? I think it's got else. The Belz of Siddha has got more than Shulchan Aruch in the Belz of Siddha. Have you seen the Belz of Siddha? You have to see the Belz of Siddha. It's Nishtam. It's got more, it's else. Everything's in there. So they don't have a problem what to do in Druchas or Shashat, because there's plenty to read. It's a Geshmak of Siddha. If you get your hands on one of them, it's very Geshmak. So you've got here that I'm sure he brings in that Siddha. That's a mitzvah that the Mogen Avraham says. Before a person davens, he should be mekabel on alatzmei the mitzvah v'ahavta reicha kamoicha. Why? Because only when a person has dealt with the mitzvah be'odom lechaveiro, that's when he can expect that his tefillah should go should go up. Yeah, I mean, I just want to just say a ma'aseh. I bumped into this story, and then we'll get cracking with the halacha. And it's a final story when you get to Chofetz Chaim. I never believed it till I saw the story, that there was Rabbi Eliyahu Lopin, he was a Rosh Shiva, and he went to collect money. In those days, they went by train. They went by plane. They went actually had to go to places. They couldn't just email, I've got a page. They had to actually go on an airplane and go to the person's house and collect money. Okay, so year in, year out, Rabbi Eliyahu went to this a certain person's house to receive money. And every year, this person would write a fat check. But this person was holding no any Yiddishkeit. Nishkan Kapel, Nishkan Shabbos, Nishkan Tfilin Gornish. And he was happy to share it. He had no interest really in Yiddishkeit. And Rebellion was quite curious as to what's going on. Where is this person holding? He's giving me a fat check every week. And where's this coming from? What's giving him the drive to give such a hefty check to Yeshiva? So one year he plucked up the courage and said, what's pshat in this? So he said, listen, I was a bocha as well, and my parents sent me to learn by the Yeshiva's Chofetz Chaim. Right? Go to the Yeshiva's Chofetz Chaim in Radin. I went to the Yeshiva, I got interviewed by the Mashkiach. Mashkiach saw straight away that my hashkofas are totally gone. They're not like, yeah, they're not matim, they're not in line with the yeshiva, it's completely not appropriate. And he was right. No, where did I sleep that night? I needed a train the following day. So I said, please, can you let me stay in the dormitories that night? He said, no, you can't sleep in the dormitories that night. It's a bad ashbon, other brachim nishkin guta. So I went to the Chofetz Chaim, he was telling Rebbe Eliyahu, and I told the Chofetz Chaim that I need a place to sleep. So Chofetz Chaim was the first person to invite him to his house. He said, no problem, come and stay with me. He takes him upstairs. And Chofetz Chaim, his house was very, very cold. Fadis Maisa? Very cold. It was very cold. It was freezing. And he said, I couldn't fall asleep. It came 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And he hears footsteps coming in, closer and closer, and the door opening. And it's the Chofetz Chaim, Bechvedo Ve'atzmoy. And he's walking up and down the room. And I can see, I'm pretending I'm sleeping, and I can see the Chofetz Chaim walking up and down, and he's going like this, and he says, oh, Mistome is a cult. Mistome is a cult. Right? He says, Mistome, this boch is cold. And he took off his own furry coat, and he put it over me, he draped it over me, and he said, and Baruch Shem, I was able to have a good night's sleep. He said, I don't know about Yiddishkeit, but he said, my heart is still warm from the Chofetz Chaim's coat. That's his drive. He saw there's something to it about the yeshivas, about the Chofetz Chaim. He was still warm from the Chofetz Chaim's coat. All these things, when you have a gobble of Torah that he came into the room and he assumed that he was sleeping, and he sees that he feels for someone else, that is taka the gedula, the way forward with gedula. I think it's quite clear that you see the pasuk. Last week's parasha was the Kabbalah Satoriah. And then you come to Pashas Mishpatim, and it's all about civil law, seemingly just the T&Cs. It's mamish, you get bored with it, it come out. The Chiruv and Anoshim, you got all these in the Kudus, all the Protim, but the Maisa, that is the first and foremost in the English guys. Now, I just want to share with the Olam Geshmaka Shaila, and that is, what do you say to this Shaila? You've got a child who is sleeping upstairs in the bedroom, and you want to have a geshmak, a Shabbos meal, you maybe invite others people when you can and everything. So you have people, have visitors, and the Friday night meal is, it's noisy, okay? But you've got a child sleeping upstairs in the bedroom. And the last thing you want is that the baby should cry for an hour, 2 hours, and you're enjoying your meal when he's crying. So, what do? You've got something called a baby monitor, right? You've got a baby monitor. Now you can get even the CCTV, like an intercom style, that you can actually see the baby. And so you want to put the baby monitor, you want to put it in near the cot. And then on Shabbos Friday night, you'll be able to see right next to you, you'll put it next to the Shabbos Kodesh candle, and if you suddenly hear noises of crying, you know straight away to go upstairs to the child and get the child. Okay? What would he say to pre-arrange, obviously not on Shabbos to turn it on, but to pre-arrange on Erev Shabbos that you should have such a machine next to the cot, such a machine downstairs? What would he say? What's your initial thought?
No,
is it okay or not?
Yes. Yeah,
no good?
Okay.
Is it okay? Mustn't talk, but that's not okay. Again, all you want to do, you want to have a geshmaka meal. You don't want to have it. What? You haven't really got another eater. The only one getting them is sings mirrors. And Yanam, and your son is going to be upstairs. Your son's going to be upstairs crying, and you want to have a geshmaka meal. You're not going to hear him for an hour. So what would you say to the Shining Shabbos? Right, so can you pre-arrange it that it should happen on Shabbos? So you're saying you can. So it's interesting, some places can hesitate about it.
Shouldn't speak upstairs in the bedroom.
Oh, very good. So the Maisa, Rebbe Falpo, Meikle, quite a few shitters on Meikle on this point, that really, if you think about it, what are you doing? You're not really doing anything. You're pre-arranged from Erev Shabbos that the baby, when it cries, when he cries or she cries, then the baby is going to sound, is going to send some voices through the intercom, and then it's going to come to your machine downstairs by the dining room. Oh, so now that's an interesting point. Now, that's what they say, that when you go, let's say during the meal, you hear the intercom, you hear the alarm system, you hear the baby monitor, you hear that the baby's crying. So you go upstairs. So then obviously you have to be careful not to talk in that room, really. Well, the chatchila should avoid not talking at all. You know, to say, oh, you know, it's typically, naturally a mother would want to come into the baby's room and say, oh, you've been crying, you know, some episode of that, like a poor, like a shifran poor, to say that, you know, a calming words. But am I so that should
why
be
not,
die
why
to avoid.
For what reason?
No, so you could say now, yeah, yes.
It's in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Everyone's gone.
Yeah.
You're upset them and can't talk.
Oh, so now you're asking here's the question. When you're doing a malacha, but you don't care, and you're not interested in malacha, is that mutter? Now you can see, throughout all these shiurim, we've been saying that it's okay. But it's always a struggle. It's never, wow, just go for it. We don't say that. And the reason why we don't say, really, Rav Simcha's got a kasha. Why, we've always been saying it's okay. It's a psikresha, all this, but there's always terms we get stuck with. Psikresha, tala'ech vasleh, betrayed rabbanon, right? We're not going to get into that again, but it means that you're doing it, let's say, the intercom's downstairs, and you want to speak to the baby while you take the baby out, right? A malacha is going to happen downstairs. You're not interested. Meaning, a malacha is happening without you wanting it, without you even caring about it. That's called psikresha de l'ichbasle. Betray the rabbonon, it's one, number one is the rabbonon because the electricity is the rabbonon, we can assume. And another the rabbonon, you can say, I don't know, you can try and find some sort of, which one? You can find something else. But actually, the reason why it's not considered like Mutter Legamri is because the Chazon Ish comes along and says that this concept of Psikreish Zaleichwa, that mouthful, Psikreish Zaleichwa, so betrayed the Rabbanon, has not got a proof from Gemara. It's not Muchra in Gemara. And therefore, obviously, where there's a Torah, where we spoke about loads of Torah, a person goes into a toilet and the light goes on, so when he goes out, it's fine. It's fine, because there's a Torah. Any of these Torah, we said, you go past the house, and it's lo'ich pasle, you don't care about the light, you don't really need the light. We said, you've got the formula, yes, all these things where there's a Torah, fine, go for it. But the chatchila to do on a weekly basis, this leads me to the next shayla that we have. A lot of houses that they have alarm systems, that when they have an alarm system in the house, in every room, let's take the dining room, they have in the corner, they would have this small tiny box, a unit, a tiny sensor, that when someone comes into the room, then you've got the light that shines underneath, there's a red flashing light that shines, and it recognizes that you come in. Obviously the alarm doesn't go off because you've set it to the right time, after 11, after 12, But the Maaseh Chaps, you've come in. Okay, so it's a Psik Reisha. You're coming in to get a Sefer. You're not coming in for that light. So that's called Psik Reisha. Lo Ichbas Leh, because you don't care about the light. Trey the Rabbonon, you can find without much of a problem. Number one is because it's an LED light. Number two is you could get away with a Shinu, that sort of thing. But if it's a long-term basis and you can easily deactivate that light, right? Then the person will say, try and do so. And I've actually asked the electrician, and he said, any electrician should be able to deactivate that light with ease. It's not a problem at all. All you would need to do is just open it. Any electrician will know how to open it. I can't do it. But you open it. You've done it before. You open it and you somehow play around with the wires. I know. Yeah, so Levisa, to get rid of those wires and deactivate that could be a geshmaka way forward to take Hilcha Shabbos another notch. Because again, according to the Chazon Ish, hasn't got a raya from the Gemara. Again, it's not chomor. It's not like, you know, you've got to sort this out at all. It's not that level. But something which is on a weekly basis, and the Chazon Ish didn't say that there's no raya from Gemara for such a concept, so Chazon Ish's hesitation was enough to say that let's try and deal with this on a long-term basis. You know, every time, and what would you say? You come into your, what would you say to such a shy lesson? Let's see. Oh, this is very interesting. This is what I find a bit, I haven't come to terms with it. I'll tell you why. I haven't got Ochel Shabbos here. The Ochel Shabbos writes, he suggests that if it's difficult for a person to deactivate the light before Shabbos, what should he do? He should cover it. Why? Cover the light. Maybe take a silver foil. A tiny piece of silver foil. The size of the actual light, the LED lamp, which could be tiny. And that's what people do, yeah? I can imagine people do it, yeah? And they cover the light. Now, if it was covering the light in a way that doesn't even detect you, I understand what you've achieved. So you've achieved that, there's no detection at all. Okay, so every Motzei Shabbos you'll take it off, and it's against the Pola. But if you're just covering the light, I don't really get what you're gaining. Because, so the Ochel Shabbos points out, he said, what you're gaining is that now you definitely don't want the light. I don't get it, because you never care about the light. What do you care about the light?
You want the light to make sure that the system is working.
You mean you want the light to show that's working. Now that you cover it, you really don't care. Yeah. It's hard to believe that just that you, when you come in the room, you want the light to show you that it's activated, that's called nichale. And as much that the person will happy to say, but the evad, you can rely on it, then it's hard to believe that when you cover it, you're turning away. Okay, I'll leave it up for grabs to bring right either way. But okay, those who want to be the middle way and cover it, I personally don't understand what you're going to gain to. You never really care so much about it. So, lachatchila, if a person can speak to an electrician and try and arrange it, what's it there for? So you're saying it's there to indicate. So the question is, why is a mutter b'di'evet? Why all the places say it doesn't matter? They all say, you know, it's okay. If you're stuck there, it's okay. Because lo yichbasli. Why is it lo yichbasli?
We walk in on Shabbos, it's takadot.
Oh, so I can see. So it's good. No, the Shabbos part is not enough. All the places say the fact that you don't want it because of Shabbos won't downgrade it to lo yichbasli. That's an interesting point. But lemaisa, this point I struggle with, because mimon of shah. If you're saying it's okay, then what's it going to help? They're covering it. What are you going to gain? Okay, that's not too much. Go.